Before we move on, I just want to ask you if you remember specifically things during the Great Depression.
Oh,
and,
that moved me quite a bit. I remember can I tell them I joined the Young Socialists, the Yipsils they were called, the Young Socialist People's League, because what I saw, I remember I slept in my front porch, we called it, and at night I could hear men going, digging through our garbage pail for food. And I remember the long lines of the apple being sold on the corner.
Did it affect your family directly?
Not me. My father was a carpenter and a glazier and a locksmith, mostly a glazier. And he was a hard-working man. He worked. And he had a store, and he was an honest guy, so everybody in the neighborhood, and they were all non-Jews mostly. Mm-hmm. You know, we weren't discriminated in the immediate area. But, you know, I was called a Christ killer more than once in my lifetime. And I remember I had an Irish friend, a good Irish friend. His mother was Irish Catholic, and he went to parochial school. And one day the nun said, "And Christ, the Jews killed Christ." And Maddie Fisher walked out of the room and never went back.
That was your friend?
Yeah.
How old was your friend, or how old were you?
Well, he was a year older than I was. So he must have been, it was around like the seventh grade, so he might have been about 12, 13. And Maddie taught me how to box. He was, you know, the Irish, the little Jewish boy didn't know anything, but he told me how to defend myself. And unfortunately, I received the last letter from him in Italy. He was a lieutenant in the 34th Infantry Division. And after he wrote a letter saying that he just got out of the hospital and he couldn't stand it anymore in the hospital, and he went back to his outfit. He was killed. Mm-hmm. And I got the last letter he wrote. So it was kind of sad. His father was in the Sinn Féin movement in Ireland. I remember him telling me the story of the British. They would catch the Irish and throw them out of a window. People aren't very nice, you know.